Well, the step counting company Fitbit could soon be part of Alphabet, that's the parent company of Google, after a $2.1 billion offer announced last week. The acquisition would put Google in a strong position to capture part of the growing market for smartwatches and other wearable technology. But it also comes at a time when Google and other tech giants are under increased scrutiny for possible antitrust violations. For more, let's go to our weekly guide to the world of tech, Recode. Kara Swisher is editor-at-large at Recode and a columnist for The New York Times. Hi, Kara.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing well. So Representative David Cicilline, who's a Democrat from Rhode Island and chairman of the House Antitrust Subcommittee, said he's concerned about this offer by Google to buy Fitbit. He told the website MarketWatch that by attempting this deal at this moment, Google is signaling that it will continue to flex and expand its power in spite of scrutiny. What do you think about the fact that Google wants to get bigger at a time when there's antitrust action going on?
Well, I think there's two things going on at once. In the area they're in, there is a lot of competition. Apple Watch comes to mind. And obviously, there's lots of other these kind of devices. But Apple Watch is a big competitor. So it's not really necessarily a market without competition. That said, the idea that Google continues to think it can get bigger and bigger emboldens it, I guess, that these regulators are trying to figure out whether Google's too big in terms of the advertising market. And so there's two things going on at once, is whether Google should be allowed to get bigger at all or whether Google could be able to get bigger in certain areas that are not having a competition problem.
But at the same time that this acquisition is going on, there are probably loads of other acquisitions going on by Google, by Facebook, by Uber, other large companies that there are many concerns about that we don't even talk about.
No, yeah, but they're a little, they're not, there's not actually a lot of acquisitions going on. But this is a big acquisition, you know, and it's in a big space that I think people would want to have competition in. And then the bigger worry, I think, with the Fitbit acquisition, where the focus should be, is on the data and what data that Google owns about people's, you know, personal lives in a way that's really significant, and the promises they'll make what to do with that collected data over the years, which is a lot about healthcare, about walking, about location and stuff like that. So I think that's the concern that regulators should probably have, is what's Google going to do with this data, similar to Nest, which is owned by Google, similar to Ring, which is owned by Amazon. These are analog devices, really, that are in the real world that transmit back information.
But I mean, if you look across the industry, the tech industry writ large, mm-hmm. just this year, there have been several multi-billion-dollar mergers and acquisitions. Salesforce yep. bought the rival analytics firm Tableau for $15.7 billion. Uber mm-hmm. bought a Middle Eastern ride-hailing competitor called Careem for $3.1 billion. But you say, overall, we're not seeing more of these kinds of deals than usual?
Well, it's just who's doing it. Like, Uber's different. Uber has enormous competition across the globe. Like, you don't say Uber has a monopoly on anything. They have Lyft here. They've got competitors all around the world. And that's up to other countries to decide what competition is in those places. But they certainly have competition here. Salesforce, the same thing. There's a lot of competition of Salesforce. So it's a question of who's doing the buying. And the question is, does this put Google in a even more dominant space in areas people are worried about? In this case, the collection of data is really concerning. Whether there's a market, that's another question. And so it's hard to separate them when you're talking about the really big players like Google, and essentially Google, Facebook, and Amazon. And they're very different than an Uber or a Salesforce and other companies.
But the risk for these big companies that have billions of dollars must not mm-hmm. be that high. If it turns out Fitbit was a bad move, they're still yeah. going to be around. Google will.
Yeah, sure. That's exactly right. I mean, I think Google has sort of missed this space quite a bit. So it makes sense for them to buy something like this. The question is, and it makes sense for Fitbit to sell because it's hard to compete. And so it makes sense. The question is, should Google be allowed to get bigger in everything or just some things?
And from the perspective of the smaller company, in this case Fitbit, is this like the dream basically for tech companies to be eventually just bought up by the
no.
bigger fish?
I think if you want to be a tech company, you want to get as big as the bigger fish. I think selling is often an example of that you can't compete or that you're worried about competing in the future. And that makes sense. There's some companies that should get bought, and there's some companies, you know, I think it'd been hoped that it would become enormous, right? But I think the idea of linking distribution and phones and these devices is really hard. Selling is usually not something a tech company wants to do. They want to be on their own, but most of them end up selling, of course.
So back to the main point then, and we mm-hmm. heard there about David Cicilline, who's a Democrat, criticizing this acquisition. Republicans are saying things that are very similar as well. Do you think that Congress will do anything to stop this acquisition or others like it making these big tech companies even bigger?
Well, it's not just Congress. It's going to be the Department of Justice, and a guy named Megan Delrahim is leading that effort to look at all these companies. I think it doesn't help that they're doing an enormous acquisition right in the middle of these investigations. All these companies are under scrutiny of being too big, and getting bigger is, you know. But then again, if you were them, we can't just stop. We have to do our business, right? So I think it's going to be a real push-pull until something happens. And so I think they all have to sort of be very careful in how they behave and going forward, even from a perceptual point of view.
It's Kara Swisher, editor-at-large at Recode and a columnist for The New York Times. Thanks, Kara.
Thank you.
And if you look at the lists, each of the big tech companies has made a number of acquisitions this year. Most of the companies you've probably never heard of.